Now, at the end of October, the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch is going to be staging a new production. It's called Don't Look Now. You might remember the film version, which starred Julie Christie and Donald Sutherland. We're very fortunate to be joined on the phone right now by actor Tom Cornish, who's playing John Baxter. That's the part that Donald Sutherland played in the film. Tom, thanks so much for giving up your time.
Thanks for having me, Keith.
Have you started rehearsing yet?
Yeah, we have. A couple of days ago, we got into it. We're just at the early stage of feeling it through and trying to work out what's there and the story we're telling, early days, and learning about the staging and getting the grips with the material, yeah.
I'll tell you what, before we start to talk about this production, it'd be nice to have a little bit of information about your background. Was acting something you always wanted to do?
Yeah, for a number of years, I think. You know, it began in secondary school just with a really great drama department there, which kind of encouraged me and I took to it and always felt that was a comfortable place to be and something that I love doing and people seem to enjoy me doing. So, I just carried on from there and went to drama school and then...
Where did you go?
It's a place called Drama Centre London.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, which is now integrated into Central St. Martin's, which is people recognise a bit more, which has trained a number of fine screen actors who are doing particularly well at the moment. Tom Hardy's alumni there, and
he wasn't training the same time as you.
He wasn't, unfortunately. No, I just missed him, but we were showered with stories about him, and Michael Fassbender and what have you.
Well, so he trained there as well.
Yes, there's a number of people there who are doing really well now. Have come through the Drama Centre. We've got some good people out there working right at the top level just now. So yeah, I'm proud to have been from there, and. An intensive training it was. It was sometimes called the trauma centre. it lived up to that. But,
It's tough, isn't it? I'm sure training to be an actor, tough.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of approached it as if it was, boot camp or something there. They wanted all your time.
I've heard these stories that they try and knock all the confidence out of you and then they start to build you back up again. Is that true?
That's something of what I experienced there. I mean, I think that's a very, somewhat...
simplistic way of putting it, perhaps.
Yeah, but, I think they just want to neutralize people a lot and undo a lot of habits which they're probably arriving with. And that process, I suppose, is painful for the actor, and then they want to put new things onto you. So there is a breakdown and then rebuilding thing going on there, which is sometimes a bit hard to take.
Yeah, so you did your drama training, and then did you find getting an agent quite straightforward after that?
I was fortunate, yeah. I got picked up out of there and went straight into a theatre job in Austria and came back, picked up a role in the West End in a touring production of The Country Girl. And then from there, EastEnders and some television, and it's brought me toward Hornchurch. So yeah, it's just been a kind of step-by-step process for me.
Yeah, no, you've got some sort of, it's like a little rep company you've got there, haven't you, at the Queen's Theatre, in that some of the same actors appear in the forthcoming productions. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, they like to do that. So, I mean, earlier in the year I did a season of plays here. This time I'm back just for this one. But that was, great experience as an actor to do three plays in a row, all different. There was a comedy and kind of a thriller, and then The Elephant Man, which was, a very sophisticated drama. And so there was all kinds of variety there. And as an actor personally, that was, always what I sort of wanted to do. And so it's great, you build a relationship with the people around you, which is useful on stage, and the audiences out here like it. I think they get to know you, and it's a chance to really see people act and transform, in different roles, which I think is a very particular sort of appeal.
Transform obviously being the very operative word when you did The Elephant Man. I don't want to talk about The Elephant Man too much because we're not here to talk about that particular production, but I can't let this opportunity pass, Tell us about how you prepared for that role.
Fortunately...
Briefly, if you can.
Yeah, there's a wonderful museum down at Whitechapel, down at the Royal London Hospital, and I went down there as much as I could and just tried to take in, all the facts that were available to me about Joseph Merrick. And I used to walk around that museum, kind of in... in the physical position. It was quite generally quite quiet, and then someone would come in, and I'd quickly reform back to myself. So if someone was watching the CCTV there, it would have looked rather strange.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I just did that as much as I could, and got to know the script really well. I was always a big fan of the film, so the material was somewhat familiar to me. And then just tried to get into the physical life as early as possible, and tried to let that inform, inform my mental movements too, by getting into the shape as best I could.
And once you'd actually got into John Merrick's head, as it were, and into his body, of course, as well, was it then fairly straightforward?
It's a great script, so that really helped, and I had a very strong cast around me. So when there's a good script, that really helps, because I think it's all there for you if you look for it. Once I began to restrict myself in that way, I think it did begin to open up, Yeah, it wasn't comfortable, but
there was no pressure, was there? Nobody ever talks about the John Hurt film, do they? And nobody was talking about Bradley Cooper being in the London production, so there was no pressure on you.
No,
at all.
Nothing like that. No, I just tried to shut that off. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it, sadly. But anyway, let's leave that behind us, because we're here mainly to talk about this new production, Don't Look Now, which, as I mentioned earlier, was originally a film which I've seen several times.
Yeah.
Is the stage version very similar to the film in the plot lines and everything?
The plot line's reasonably similar, but it's also got its differences. I've seen the film a couple of times myself, and also read the short story, and the play is different to both of them. So it's certainly an original piece of work, and I think a very worthwhile one, in that it takes some... this adaptation takes some things from the film and some from the short story, and there's some fresh stuff too. So it's quite different, but it's recognisable.
And it's a very the film was very creepy, I remember. Is that kind of overall atmosphere being generated in this production?
Absolutely. I think it will be creepy. We've been talking about the stage, the past couple of days, and Simon Jessop, who's the director, has got a great visual eye and, a real good sense of atmosphere and mood. And he's going to be bringing that, and I think he will be. Some of the things he described to me, and I could see them in my mind, and I think when they're on stage, though, it will be disturbing, because it's naturally a disturbing piece of work. It's quite unique, the story, just in the kind of the genre, in that it's supernatural realism. But it's also got these great visual moments, which we'll be punctuating the production with, which I think will really give audiences the chills,
Now, let's have a look at who's in the play apart from you. This is interesting. I must mention this.
Mm.
You've got a lady called Charlotte Powell,
yeah,
who is playing your wife.
Yes.
I once acted with someone called Charlotte Powell,
okay,
in London. I'm now wondering, of course, whether it's the same Charlotte Powell. You will have to ask her when you see her whether she remembers being in a play called Black Chiffon. If she doesn't, it's obviously a different Charlotte Powell.
I will ask her.
Yeah. Because I would have thought it could well be the same one, because obviously I think she's on Spotlight and Equity, so, there's only one Charlotte Powell.
Yeah, if not, she'll have to check up on the copyright on that one, but I'll ask her. Yeah,
interesting. I just thought I'd throw that in. Had you acted with Charlotte before?
No, it's, and it's nice to... There's some familiar members to me in the cast, and also some new ones. So that's to have that mixture is good, I think. So, no, Charlotte's new to me. Although we have some colleagues who we both know, and she's also an alumni of Drama Centre. So that's great, in that we're coming from a similar place in how we approach the work, which is really important for a piece like this, because it's about a married couple, and their relationship is central to the play.
Well, hopefully you're going to have the chemistry, because I'm going to ask, what I'm going to ask you now, don't you?
Yeah.
In Don't Look Now, in the film, there was a very raunchy sex scene, I remember.
Yeah.
Do you have a similar scene in your production?
Yeah, we haven't rehearsed it yet, but that's in the script there, and it's a pivotal part of the story.
Was it actually, how was it described in the short story, or was it developed purely for the film originally?
I think that was developed for the film, and so that's probably one instance where the play is lifting from the film a bit, you know. In a short story, it's pretty much one sentence, but yet you feel its power and its importance. So yeah, that's there, and you know, it's about a married couple, and that's part of their lives. So yeah, we'll be getting onto that next week.
I bet you're looking forward to that. Well, look, I'm sure you're busy, so let me say thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much.
The production starts, doesn't it, on the 23rd of October. Now, tell me exactly, although I've done a bit of acting, I never quite understood what a preview was. Explain that to me, because you've got two preview nights, haven't you? What does that mean in
reality?
Yeah,
I mean, previews are great, really, because and they're very in a very true sense here, in that if you come, the director will come on before the performance and welcome everyone, and it's really where we like the audience to feel that they're a part of the rehearsal process. Now, what that means is that it potentially could be stopped or anything could happen. Now, I haven't been in one where that's happened before, but I think if you view it that way, then that's exciting for the audience. So we should be trying out new things, and you know, they could be small or they could be big. So a preview is an opportunity for us to experiment a little bit with an audience there, see how they respond, and also here at Hornchurch, get their feedback. So yeah, I think if people are interested in theatre, you know, especially, then it's a good time to come, because you can really have your input, and we hear it and we respond to it.
And how do the actors, generally speaking, feel about previews?
Yeah, I mean, I like them. I mean, it's difficult. I try to reset my head every time and go, it's a preview, it's not a performance, but I haven't quite succeeded yet mentally still. As soon as the lights are up and there's people out there.
It must be tough, yeah, because you've got an audience there. It must be tough to think about it.
But I think they're good things. And it's certainly good to get the feedback from the audience, as we do here. It's so useful.
Well, I will be there. I'm definitely going to come along and see this one.
Fantastic.
So there we are. The preview is 23rd and 24th of October, and the run starts on the 26th of October and runs until the 11th, is it? 12th?
Yes, I believe.
Maybe a bit later
right.
than that.
Yeah, anyway, 11th of November.
Yeah. Tom Cornish, thank you very much indeed for joining us today. And all the very best with the rehearsals. And have a word with Charlotte.
Okay, I will do. I'll check with her.
Yeah,
and it's the 14th of November we close.
Oh, sorry, 14th. Okay.
Couple more nights there. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Cheers.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.